Allah.
Yes, hello. Is Marquise available?
Yes, this is Marquise Rare.
Marquise, this is Aaron Jenkins from I'm from Family First Home Care, company you work for doing the home care for Miss Roberta.
Yes.
Okay.
How you doing today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Can't complain.
Good, good. I was calling. I tried to call Miss Roberta. Went straight to voicemail.
Oh yeah, she's asleep.
Okay, got you. So I see that today, well, your schedule is looks like 9 to 4, pretty
yeah.
much. That's every day. Okay. Is Miss Roberta's address still 6647 North Smedley Street?
Correct.
Okay. I have to get what is called the client service agreement signed by her.
It's just a
document on my computer that has your schedule as the caregiver and your duties, and then it represents also what's called a wellness check that we've seen Miss Roberta in the home once a year. Some of the insurance companies, hers is Keystone, makes us do. I am doing these wellness checks and getting these things signed in that area on Thursday, probably
okay.
between like 12 and 2.
Okay.
Would you guys be available during that time?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That is perfect. I'm pretty much in and out. Like, it literally takes me no more than 5 minutes. I do the paperwork prior to that. All she does, she'll sign and you'll sign, and that's it. Other than that, if you guys have any questions, and that goes for home care, Medicaid, anything that has not been answered for she or you, and you wanted to run it by me, I've been in the field for about 20 years. So if I can answer it, normally if you have a question, I can answer it. And if I don't have the answer, normally I can find it.
Okay. And you are a coordinator also?
No. I actually used to do that. I do a bunch of different stuff for Family First, one of which is compliance, auditing, business development, marketing. But one of these things that really involves compliance is ensuring that these visits and these client service agreements are signed so they're in the client's file in case we ever get audited.
Okay, I understand.
These insurance companies get more strict every year. So it's one of the things that they've been requiring. So this helps us remain compliant so we keep a contract. And also that when the insurance company contacts us, we can let them know that the person is being served correctly. They're in the home/community, stuff like that. So I've been doing this for Family First for almost about three years. But yeah, it's a simple visit. I actually I'll be coming out once a year. She's a fairly new consumer, so I'm trying to get all the new folks done. And I'll be in Uptown on Thursday. So that's 9/11. I'll give you a call at least 10 to 15 minutes prior to my arrival. We'll knock it out, and it's that simple.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. That's great. I'm actually waiting for the insurance company to call me back so we can get the start date, because I don't see why they started me on the 30th when we've been approved since the 23rd of July. So I'm waiting for them to call me back so we can try to, get a better understanding with that.
Oh, I do see the 30th. Oh, yeah, I see here. August 30th was the start date. Let me see. Who was the – Brandy Holmes was the service coordinator.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I wonder why.
She had put it through for, like, the 13th, but I guess UM had utilization management.
Yeah.
The 30th, something from my understanding, so I had called them myself.
Right.
And I'm just waiting on a response now.
Yeah, the UM department – I used to work for Keystone. So I'm familiar with them. That UM department, they're slower than they should be. So when she submits the assessment and the request for the hours, they actually have up to 15 business days to say yes or no. So that's what happens. It's tough because the client, as well as you as the caregiver, you depend upon them to review the request, approve and or deny in a timely fashion. But, they're not very efficient. I mean, that's one of the reasons I left Keystone. They're not very efficient as they could be.
Man, I don't understand it. It's like, man, I've been doing this. If I got approved on July 31st, And I've been working technically since before then, but why, like, at least give me a date somewhere around there. Y'all, they gonna give me
Right.
a start date for the 30th. That's like, what?
Yeah,
Oh,
that'd be
man.
nice, right? That's just that it's too much like right. It's too much like
Yeah,
in.
well, at least meet me
Yeah.
in the middle or something.
Right.
Put me at the end.
Right. Yeah, I feel you. Understandable. Understandable. But yeah,
But
hopefully
I'd
that
do it
gets stuff
regardless,
settled.
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it wasn't working and getting paid, I'd have did it for. It's my mom at the end of the day. So, you
Okay.
know.
Understandable.
Yeah, I'd have did it for free, but you know.
Well,
Yeah, but
we
yeah,
appreciate
that's.
dedication like you have. And yeah, I'll be out there Thursday, but yeah, I'll give you a call prior to my arrival so I'm just not popping up on you.
All right, that's fine. I'll be expecting it and see you soon.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
All right, have a good one.